Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. From Hollywood, California, the Mutual Broadcasting System cordially invites you to 30 minutes of fun. How? Just meet me at Parkey.
Meet me at Parkey's. Come on along.
Yes, come on along, everybody. Come along to Parkey's restaurant and say hello to Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Elliot Lewis, Frank Nelson, Jerry Hausner, Jane Morgan, the 16 short orders, yours truly, Art Gilmore, and our genial host, the star of our show, Park Your Carcass.
Well, might as well to get my mail opened up here. Say, what's this letter here? Oh, my, that looks important. It must be from my cousin, Dimitris. Let me for to see what he says here. Dear cousin Parky, I bet what you are surprised to hear from me, but I just remembered what I forgot for to answer your last letter, which you wrote to me in 1910. Answering your question, I am fine and we are all well. You would never recognize my son now, on account of when you was here, he wasn't born yet. But he is a fine boy, and in the last year, he has grown another foot. Grown another foot? Say, he would come in very handy in case you wanted for to take pictures. You could put the camera right on top of it. And my cousin Dimitris, that's a sure a crazy guy. What's this letter over here? Oh, my, it's be from the Chamber of Commerce. Let me put open that one up here. Dear member, we are enclosing a book of 25 raffle tickets for you to sell. By this means, we are trying to raise the sum of $200 to buy a merry-go-round for the children's playground. The tickets are $1 each, and we would appreciate your remitting the $25 to us as soon as you have sold them all. They only send me 25 tickets. I could sell that in no time. Everybody that comes in, you'll buy one. Especially for a wonderful cause like that. Oh, here's Betty Rhodes. Hello, Betty.
Hiya, Parky.
Hi. Say, look at that, Betty. The Chamber of Commerce just sent me this book of raffle tickets. I got to sell them $1 apiece. They're trying to raise $200 for to buy a merry-go-round for the children's playground.
Oh, well, what do you get if you win the raffle, Parky?
A beautiful 268-pound turkey.
A 268-pound turkey?
Yeah.
I never heard of a turkey that big.
You can see him Tuesday. Howard Hughes is flying him in. Nah. Just making a joke, Betty. The prize is really be a 17-pound turkey. It says on the ticket there. But I thought what between now and the day where they have the raffle, maybe they could fatten them up a little bit.
Well, I know I haven't a chance of winning, Parky, but I'll be glad to buy a ticket anyway.
I knew you. Who wouldn't buy a ticket for that? Imagine that. You only sent me 25 tickets. I could sell that book in no time. Here, Betty, here's your ticket.
Oh, gee, Parky, I'll have to owe you the dollar for the raffle ticket. I forgot and came away without any money this morning.
Oh, that's all right, Betty. You don't get to pay me at all for the ticket. That will be my Thanksgiving present to you. A nice 17-pound turkey. There you are. Go ahead.
Well, gee, thanks, Parky.
Why, look how fast I'm selling those tickets, Betty. I have this book of 25. I only got 24 left. Oh, there's the judge. I think I'll go over and sell a ticket to him. Pardon you, Betty. Good morning, John.
Oops. Now, look what you've done. You made me spill this coffee all over my suit. I wish you wouldn't sneak up on me like this.
Well, look, George, all I want to do is to talk to you. I didn't know what I had to make an appointment. You see, I wanted to talk to you about a ticket.
Oh, no, no. I'll not fix any tickets for you. If you went through a red light, pay your fine.
No, no, no. I didn't go through no red light.
I'll take the policeman's word against yours any time.
No, no, look, George. How would you like a nice 17-pound turkey?
How dare you? Are you trying to bribe me?
Bribe you?
Hey, where's the turkey?
No, no, no. You see, I'm selling raffle tickets.
Raffle tickets?
Yeah, it's for children, you know.
Oh, you're raffling off children?
No, no, no. I'm selling these tickets for $1 apiece so we could raise $200 for a merry-go-round for the children at the playground.
Well, why didn't you say so? That's a very worthy cause. I'll be very happy to take 5 tickets.
You will? That's fine. I knew it. You couldn't refuse a thing like that. That would be $5. 5 tickets. Yes, sir.
Yes. Yes. I'll pay you later when I get the money.
Yes. When you get the money? When will you get the money, George?
Right after I sell the turkey.
Yes. Well, that's fair enough. You know something, George? These tickets are sure to be going fast. I only got this book 5 minutes ago. Look, I got rid of 6 tickets already. You know something? It only cost me $6.
This is the girl, this is the girl of song. Introducing Miss Betty Rhodes.
Each morning a missionary advertised with neon signs. He tell the native population that civilization is fine. And three educated savages holler from a bamboo tree that civilization is a thing for me to see. But bongo, 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 I don't want to leave the Congo. Oh, no, 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 no. Bingo, bango, bungle, I'm so happy in the jungle, I refuse to go. Don't want no bright lights, false teeth, doorbells, landlords, I make it clear that no matter how they coax me, I'll stay right here. I look through a magazine the missionary's wife conceived. I see how people who are civilized bang you with automobiles. At the movies they have got to pay many coconuts to see. Uncivilized pictures that the newsreel takes of me. So, bongo, 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 I don't want to leave the Congo. No, 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 no. Bingo, bangle, bungle, I'm so happy in the jungle, I refuse to go. Don't want no penthouse, bathtub, streetcars, taxis, noise in my ear. So no matter how they coax me, I'll stay right here.
Bongo, 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 bongo. Huggy, wuggy, boo-cha, 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 civilization.
They have things like the atom bomb, so I think I'll stay where I am. Civilization,
no, no, no.
I'll stay right here.
That was Betty Rhodes, our lovely Victor Recording star, singing Civilization, Bongo Bongo. Thank you, Betty. We'll be back with Parkey in just a moment. A recent congressional report on conditions in Europe states that the freedom of many nations now hangs in the balance. The struggle of ideas, on one side, freedom with the individual retaining his liberty, and on the other, the dictatorship with the individual becoming a cog in an all-powerful state. Yes, and that division of ideas is now before many of the peoples of the world. To them, it is not something to be accepted or rejected casually. They must make a choice and make it soon. Here in the United States, we have too long taken our liberty for granted. But the records of the past 20 years show that freedom is everyone's business. Our democratic free way of life is a symbol to millions of people throughout the world. They are looking to us for leadership. And if the lessons of the past years have proven anything, they have proven that when liberty and freedom die, it is not an isolated death. The disease of tyranny and totalitarianism may well spread to our own country. As for yourself, the individual, do your part as a free citizen. Take an active part in the government of your own community, your state, and your nation.
Bum, 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 bum.
You know, it's been a harder thing for to sell these raffle tickets than what I thought it was going to be. Everybody with a mask has got a different excuse. You think for a wonderful cause like that, anybody's really glad for to spend only a dollar. Oh, I better go wait on this lady. How you doing, madam? Could I help you?
Yes, you can.
Yes?
Could you please tell me where Montgomery Avenue is?
Montgomery Avenue? No, I'm afraid that I don't know where that is.
Well, it's about 8 blocks north of here, and then you turn right. You can't miss it.
Montgomery Avenue is 8 blocks north of here, and you turn right.
Oh, you were just fibbing. You knew where it was all the time, didn't you?
Would you like to eat something, lady? I mean, could I take your order, please?
Oh, heavens, no.
No?
I just had the biggest meal in that lovely restaurant across the street. Say, haven't they wonderful food over there?
I really couldn't tell you. I didn't eat there lately.
You haven't?
No.
Oh, you should try it. The food is really delicious. And the owner is such a nice man.
I see.
He gave me a wonderful donation for our bazaar.
Oh, donation for your bazaar?
Yes. He gave me a lovely small jar of mustard. Wasn't that nice?
Small jar of mustard? Yes, that's nice, yes.
Yes, but better than that, he gave me a wonderful suggestion, too.
He did?
Yes, he told me to come over here and that you'd be glad to donate a whole ham to go with the mustard. That's what he told me.
That's what he told you?
Yes. You see, I belong to a grand organization.
Yes.
You've probably heard about us. The Tuesday Night Sewing Circle.
Tuesday Night Sewing Circle?
Yes. We meet every Monday afternoon.
How does it happen that the Tuesday Night Sewing Circle meets every Monday afternoon?
Haven't you heard of Meatless Tuesdays?
I see, Meatless Tuesdays. Say, could I fix you a cup of black coffee?
No, thank you.
Yes.
But what about the ham?
Oh, the ham?
Yes.
Yes.
That whole ham you have hanging up over there would be just fine if you'd be good enough to donate that.
Say, I'll tell you what I'll do, lady. I will donate that whole ham for your bazaar if you'll buy one of my raffle tickets. We're trying for to raise $200 so we could buy a merry-go-round for the children.
Oh.
Yeah.
How old are the children?
Oh, I don't know. 3-4 years old.
Oh, 3 or 4 years old.
Yes.
I wouldn't buy a ticket for that. I think that's a terrible thing, putting children like that, young as that, on a merry-go-round.
Well, what's so terrible about it?
Children of that age shouldn't be allowed to go around together. Phil, thank you very much for the lovely big ham. Good day.
Good day, yes, yes, good day. That ham has cost me $15. You don't even would buy even one raffle ticket. Well, anyway, it sure be a lot of fun selling these tickets. You know, if I have much more fun like this, I'll have a nervous breakdown.
Oh, hello there, Mr. Pocketcockus. You remember me? Joe's friend?
Oh, yes, Joe's friend. Yes,
yeah,
I love
yeah.
Andrea, yes.
Hey, you
yeah.
know, I told Joe you didn't know who he was, and he said to tell you that you're crazy.
He did. Oh, yeah. Thank you very much. That's very nice. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, he said all I had to do was mention Charlie's name to you, and then you'd know who he was, all right.
Charlie? Well, what Charlie?
Well, Sam's partner.
Sam?
Yeah, Marion's nephew.
Marion. Who is Marion?
Phil's sister.
Phil?
Yeah. You know, the one who lives across the street from Jenny.
Tell me, where does Jenny live?
Oh, she moved.
Well, mister, not that I would like for to change the subject because this conversation is very uninteresting. But would you like for to buy a raffle ticket for a 17-pound turkey? It's only a dollar.
Oh, you selling them tickets?
Yes, I am.
Well, what do you know? You know, Joe is selling them, too.
Joe is selling them?
Yeah. Yes. Isn't that funny? Like Harry always says, it's a small world, ain't it?
Harry says that.
Yeah.
That Harry must be a pretty clever fella to think up a crack like that. Yes. Tell me, mister, does Joe having any trouble selling these tickets?
Trouble?
Yes.
No, you know Joe.
I do? Oh, yes, Charlie's cousin.
No. Charlie's cousin is Fred.
Which Fred?
Fred is the one who works for the May Company.
Thousands of people works for the May Company.
Well, yeah, that's why he quit. He don't like crowds.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Say, look, if you need any more of them raffle tickets, I'll be glad to tell Joe to send you over another book.
No, thank you. I think I'll have enough for a while yet.
Oh. Okay, well, yeah. So long.
So long.
Oh, hey, what was your name again?
Parky.
Parky, oh, Parky. Sure, yes, that's right, yes. Parky. Yes. You know, I'm terrible at remembering names. Yeah. Well, goodbye.
Goodbye. Yeah. I could only have gotten a hold of Jenny before she moved. I bet I could have sold her a ticket.
Would you like to sign these checks, Parky?
Sign the checks? Yes, I will, Betty.
Say, how are the raffle tickets going?
Not bad, not bad. If I sell one more ticket, that'll make one. Won't there's a man what wants for to pay his check, Betty? I'm going for to sell him a raffle ticket if it be the last thing what I do. I would just like for to have the satisfaction of selling one ticket to somebody. How did this, sir? Did you enjoy your meal?
Sure did.
Yes.
I had that $2 Golden Star special of yours.
Yes.
Brother, you sure give a fellow plenty to eat.
Well, you know, we try for to keep the customer satisfied. Yes. Say, mister, how'd you like to have a nice 17-pound turkey?
No, thanks. I couldn't eat another day. I'm really stuffed.
Yes. No, I mean, would you like to buy a raffle ticket for the turkey? See, we're trying to raise $200. You got here.
I haven't been back in this town for 17 years.
You haven't?
No, sir. Okay. See, I live in Indianapolis.
I see. These raffle tickets, they're only a dollar apiece, you see. You got to hear
this town sure growed up.
Yes.
Yes, sir, when I was here 17 years ago, there was nothing on this here block at all.
There was?
No, sir.
We got a chamber...
There was just a small cigar store on the corner. Rest was all barley fields.
Barley fields?
Old Fred Johnson used to have all those barley fields here.
He did, huh? Say, mister, I should like to have you buy one of these raffle tickets. This is,
Yes, sir. I kicked around these here parts a couple of years.
You did.
Then I finally went back to Indianapolis and got married.
That's good. That's
now
good.
I got two of the finest children you ever seen in your life.
Yeah, would you like to
Son's 14 and the daughter's 17.
That's how much the turkey weighs, 17 pounds. She's having a raffle, you see?
You should hear the daughter play the piano. And she tickle them ivories.
Yes.
Here's a piece on the radio once, sits right down and rattles it right off.
That's nice.
What's your favorite song, mister?
Turkey in the Straw.
Well, you've got yourself a deal, mister. Anytime you come to Indianapolis, I'll have Myrtle play it for you.
Yeah. Myrtle? Who is Myrtle?
That's the daughter.
Oh.
Son's name is Joe.
Joe?
Yeah, named after the wife's father.
I see.
He owned the first automobile in Indianapolis.
He did, eh? Say, this is all very interesting, but I don't like to interrupt the story of your life, but would you like to buy a raffle ticket?
Oh, you selling raffle tickets?
Yeah, I'm sorry if I didn't mention it to you before. It's a dollar apiece. You got a chance for to win a 17-pound turkey, and the money is goes so the children they could have a merry-go-round at the playground.
Mister?
Yes, sir?
You don't have to say another word.
Yes.
Let me have 10 of them tickets.
10 tickets? Well, that's wonderful. You know, it's sure good to meet a big, kind-hearted, liberal man like you.
No, don't mention it. Well, I get the kick out of being able to do something for them poor kids.
That's what I say.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Taking these here tickets is the least I could do for them.
Sure.
Well, goodbye, sir.
Goodbye, and thank you. Thank you. Oh, my. What a wonderful man that was. Yeah, there does be some nice people left in this world. It sure feels good for to be able to meet a fine-looking liberal man like him. Imagine that he took 10 tickets. Hey, wait a minute. Didn't pay for them. Didn't even pay for the meal. That's $10 for the tickets and $2 for the meal. And he lives in Indianapolis. Betty, say Betty.
All around the mulberry bush, the monkey chased the weasel. And that's the way the money goes. Goes the weasel. All around the mulberry bush, the monkey chased the weasel. That's the way the money goes. Goes the weasel. All around the mulberry bush, the monkey chased the weasel. And that's the way the money goes. Goes the weasel. All around the mulberry bush, the weasel chased the monkey. That's the way it happens here. Goes the donkey, yam, 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 yam.
The weasel had the trouble of things, the monkey was the watchman. The weasel he chased the weasel, and that's the way the money goes the weasel. Hurry, 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 hurry.
And that was the 16-4 order singing Pop Goes the Weasel. We'll be back with Parky in just a moment. Recent food surveys made in Europe, particularly Western Europe, show the situation to be desperate. Frost, drought, and floods have taken heavy toll of food crops, and hunger is widespread. The average person in Europe is hungry. Many are near starvation. This coming winter, due to a weakened condition, thousands will suffer. In the midst of this suffering, Americans are asked to help voluntarily in the export of 100 million bushels of wheat to Europe. It is traditional of Americans to help the needy. Not only that, it also is to our own self-interest to see that Europe is fed. The unrest current overseas can only be stimulated by hunger and cold. Our own security may very well be endangered by the potential political catastrophe that is inherent within the misery now existing in Europe. At this crucial moment, every one of us can help by contributing to the friendship train which left Hollywood a week ago last Friday night. Meet it at your city. Contribute as much as you can in food or money. It will be your way of helping our neighbors across the ocean towards a freer and a better world.
Bong, 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 bong. Back to Parky.
I bet what I've asked at least 50 people for to buy one of these raffle tickets. I hope by the next one what I ask turns me down too. If they ever bought one, this shock would kill me. I don't know. Maybe what I'm done be such a good salesman or something.
Well, 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 meet my old friend, Mr. Parky Carcass. Am I correct?
Yes, Mr. Sharp. Yes, you are correct, yes.
Hey, look, the judge tells me that you are selling some raffle tickets.
Yes, I am.
Well, I'm going to ask you to do me a big favor.
Yes.
Would you please sell me a couple of them tickets?
You say what you'd like for to buy a couple of raffle tickets?
Well, yes and no.
Yes?
Yeah, you see, I mean, I wouldn't exactly like to buy them. Yes. I would kind of like to work it out on an exchange basis.
An exchange basis? Mm-hmm. Well, how you mean?
Well, let me give you an eggs and apple.
Yeah, go ahead. Give me an eggs and apple. Yes.
Okay. Now, if I buy something from you, see, yes, it is only fair that you should buy something from me in return. Mm-hmm. That's what we call recipe atrocity.
Recipe atrocity?
Yeah.
You mean what, you are selling raffle tickets too?
Well, no, not exactly raffle tickets, yes, see, but I do happen to have a little punch board here in my pocket.
A punch board?
Uh-huh, yeah. The funds go to support a very deserving family.
They do?
Mm-hmm.
Who is the deserving family?
Me and my three brothers.
No, Mr. Sharp, I don't think that I want to spend no money on a punch board.
Well, no, wait. No, you don't spend no money with my punch board. No. Most of the numbers that you punch, they cost you nothing. They are free.
The numbers is free?
Uh-huh.
I don't understand that.
Well, let me explain how it works.
Yeah, go ahead, explain it, yes.
You see, there's 100 numbers on a board, see? Mm-hmm. But 85 of those numbers are free.
Mm-hmm.
Only 15 numbers you got to pay for. See, I got a list here of what the pay numbers cost, like, oh, maybe 1 cent, 2 cents, 3 cents, see?
I see.
But don't worry about that, because it is impossible to hit a pay number. Because,
yes,
like I said, most of the numbers are free.
Free?
Uh-huh.
I see. But even if by accident I should don't happen to punch a free number,
uh-huh,
then it only costs 2 or 3 cents.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, now go ahead. Punch out a number.
Okay, I think I'll punch out this number right here in the middle. Right. There you are.
All right. What number you got?
All right, I got to open it up here. Number 36.
Yeah, see what they tell you? It's a free number.
It is, yeah. Free number. Right. You know, I like this game.
Oh.
Yeah. I hope a number 36 wins the prize.
Wait a minute. Say number 36?
Yes.
Thought you said 46. Number 36 costs you $4.95.
$4.95. I thought what you said was even if you don't get a free number, it only costs 2 or 3 cents.
Well, I forgot to tell you that out of the 100 numbers, there are three numbers,
yes,
which cost $4.95.
Oh, my.
Yeah, well, I don't see how you can miss all them free numbers when there's 85 of them in there. Yeah, go ahead, take another punch.
No, I don't think I better take no more punches. I don't think so.
Wait, you got to take another punch just to average it up.
The next punch is sure to be free. That means that you will have two numbers for $4.95 instead of just one. See?
Oh. Just a minute. That out of 100 numbers, I got for the punch the most expensive one.
Yeah.
That's the luck I get. Let me for the scene. I think we'll punch out this number right here.
Uh-huh.
There. Number 97.
97.
97.
Boy, you're sure running in hard luck.
Yes.
$4.95, too.
$4.95, too. Look, Mr. Sharp, I don't like this game.
Now, wait, brother. You're giving up too easy. Now, you just take another punch. You got to hit a free one now. Ain't no big ones left. You punched them all out.
I know.
Go ahead. Take another punch.
Look, Mr. Sharp, please tell me how much I owe you. Let me for to play you, and please go home. I do not want for to take no more punches.
Now, Mr. Pankyakakis, the trouble with you is that you get discouraged too easy.
I know, yes.
Yes, sir. What you want to do is keep a stiff upper stiff.
A stiff upper stiff?
Yeah. Now, look, I'm going to make you a sporting proposition, see?
Yes.
You punch out another number. Yes. If this one ain't a free number, don't have to pay me for it. Pay for it myself. Is that fair enough?
So I could take another punch if it's done be free. Don't got to pay you nothing.
That's right.
Okay, I'll punch this number.
Ah.
There, number 42.
Number 42.
Is that a free number?
No. Number 42, that's 3 cents. But you don't have to pay me. I told you I'd give it to you for nothing. Yes, sir. Looks like you're running all that free stuff now, eh?
Yes.
Go ahead, take another punch.
Okay. Number 72.
72.
Yes.
Uh-oh. Bet you won't believe this.
Yes, I will. $4.95.
You know, Mr. Pankyakakis, I have never seen this happen before. There are out of 85 numbers on this board, there are only 3 numbers that are $4.95, and you had to hit them all.
Don't worry about me, Mr. Sharp. If it's possible for that to happen to anybody, it's got to happen to me.
Well, okay, look, there's only one number left on the board. It's the last number. You positively get that one for nothing because whoever punches out the last number, he gets it free.
Whoever punches out the last number gets it free.
Uh-huh, yeah. Hey, buddy, you sure are getting all the lucky breaks, eh?
Yeah, sure am, yes.
Well, I mean, you being around to punch out that last number. Go ahead, punch it out.
Okay. There, number 12.
Number 12?
Yes.
Number 12. Well, congratulations. Yes, sir.
What is it?
Number 12. That's a winning number.
It
yes,
is.
Sir. Not only do you get the number free, but number 12 also wins the great big gigantic capital prize.
Oh, my. That's the first time I've ever won anything in my whole life.
Isn't that nice?
See, that's just wonderful. Number 12 wins the big prize.
That's right.
Say, Mr. Sharp, what is the big prize?
You get 6 free punches on this other board I got over here.
Oh, for heaven's sake!
Well, goodbye, Mr. Punk.
Goodbye, Mr. Sharp.
Remember, next Sunday, same time, same station, be sure to listen to the further adventures of Pankyakakis, Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Elliot Lewis, the 16 Short Orders, and our big cast of fun makers. Meet Me at Parkies is written by Pankyakakis and Howard Harris and is produced by Maurice Morton. Remember to be with us next week at this same time, friends. This is Art Gilmore saying goodnight. This program is for you. Stay tuned now for more laughs. Jim Backus' comedy show follows in just a moment. This is Mutual Broadcasting System.